Blog Talk Radio.
Coots, I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
And we may have a fun episode here coming up. We may have later on my mother coming on to talk to us about 50 Shades of Grey and the event she went to last night. We'll just see. She's having to deal with some of her real world job stuff right now. So Chris and I are going to try to just waste some time a little bit. We have lots to talk about.
Hey.
We were just talking about, let's talk about, what?
Well, I was just going to say that, happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Okay, yes, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
But get you anything?
I didn't get you anything either.
That's okay.
I apologize.
We're miles apart.
We are miles apart. We were, right before we went on the air, we were talking about a diva that hasn't been on TV in a long time. I mean, when was the last time she's on TV?
Let's look. The tranny.
Yeah, the tranny. Ashley Massaro, for those of you who aren't familiar with the name the tranny.
No way. Really, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think, and she's pumped out a couple kids, I think, and just, yeah, I don't know.
2008.
Wow.
I totally did not, I fucking was not paying attention. She was on Survivor while she was on WWE?
No.
What? Yeah, that's what it says. She left for a while.
And so they didn't hype it because that's a CBS show.
Yeah.
Well, because they wouldn't hype. Because aren't they more in cahoots with NBC? As a, or
yeah,
wait,
but they've done it before where they, you know.
Well, I guess it was Raw back
point,
on USA in 2007.
At this point, Vince probably just heard about Survivor and heard it was really popular, so he probably had to do it. Oh, shit. I'm looking at her filmography. I 100% forgot she was on Smallville.
What was she on Smallville?
I don't know. It says she was Athena in 2007. Let me find out what episode this was. Entertaining.
Interesting.
For a second.
I just love that. You know, this filmography that she has is very pathetic. 2007-2008 was her really big years as in anything.
Oh, okay, she must have been, okay, she's on the Kane episode.
Yep, I see that too in February.
Yeah, she's on the Kane.
I didn't even realize Kane was in an episode.
Yeah, like, Clark was like a, they were like going off of like UFC being popular, so they were like, there was like bare knuckle cage matches. Well, do you remember when Smallville Green Arrow was doing it?
Oh,
was, like,
yeah.
Fighting in, like, cage fights. It had
yes.
stuff to do kind of with that.
Okay. I would like to just say, if you are by your computer, which I assume you are, go look
yes,
at Kane's Wikipedia page. Go to Kane.
I prefer his IMDb page.
I need to check that out. But just the picture on this one.
And then someone really hates Glenn Jacobs because one of the photos is really of like Jack Swagger with a little bit of Kane in the background. Kane's Wikipedia page, you say?
Yep. His picture. I just love his picture.
God, the trainee's picture on Wikipedia doesn't make her look like a trainee.
No.
It really
also,
does.
Also, I didn't realize that Kane's from Spain.
He's from... Well, he was grew up on the Army, right? He was an Army
guy? Oh, he might have been, but I mean, Yeah, okay. I don't know a whole lot about Glenn.
Glenn? He's a good man, I think. Oh, I do like
that. Kids? What the hell? Look at it. The guy's been married since 95?
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
Did you see that, like, he's going to be, like, dancing for charity soon?
I would love to see him on Dancing with the Stars.
I would, too, because
I
got no fucking interest in watching him on TV anymore.
No,
unlike
but I think Glenn Jacobs has this, like, not Kane.
Yeah.
Like, his, you know, like, when he does his interviews for the Tea Party and shit, it's so weird to me that they allow him to kind of have that outside the world, whereas Undertaker is never allowed to do anything.
Yeah.
Other than go to UFC.
Yeah. And make comments.
You know,
which did eventually happen.
Yeah. It's funny that they didn't even draw any kind of comparisons to that UFC thing.
Agreed.
So,
agreed.
Anyway, so we go from the tranny to
Kane
and Undertaker.
We didn't really talk about why she's in the news right now.
No, we didn't, so we can go back to her.
So, I don't know, do you want to take the part of the Ashley Massaro tweet that I'll do the Stephanie McMahon one?
Yeah, I just need to find the tweets here.
So there were some tweets put out today by...
Oh, here we go.
Or a couple days ago, I don't know, a fake Stephanie McMahon account to Ashley Massaro. @AshleyMassaro11. The WWE wants to invite you to #Raw this coming Monday, only on USA and the #WWE Network. What's your answer?
@StephanieMcMahon, @WWE. The answer is yes, yes, yes. So happy right now. Thanks, @WWE Universe, and you too, Steph, and everyone else too. Awesome. So that was retweeted 15 times and favorited by 8 people at the point. And then here, let's see. We do have a timestamp. So about 10 minutes later, she retweets, "Ha ha, I was wondering why Carano didn't just call me." Who's Carano?
I think it's me, like,
LOL.
A talent relations guy. Isn't he the dude that you see on Total Divas that's always talking to him, that's kind of a creeper?
Is his last name Carano?
I thought it was Mark Carano.
Yeah, okay, yep, that is him. That's right. So anyway, didn't just call me, LOL. Well, you never know, LOL. Very funny fake account, winky face. Well, so then another 10 minutes go by. Well, if that's how you guys feel, then let Steph know, the real one, @StephanieMcMahon. What was the difference between the two of them? Oh,
that
like
one was
L.
Steph L. McMahon.
Yeah, okay. I hope you, the letter, N, the letter, the fam, R, the letter, doing amazing, Steph. Miss you and everyone, the number one. @WWE. I like to point out that the @WWE has a space.
Yeah,
so
but it doesn't work that way.
So it's not like it's going to be like @them too.
Yeah. My favorite are some of the reactions on the comments on Lord the Pain. Would you agree?
I haven't gone through them yet.
Aw, I feel bad for her. She seemed really happy at first. I can only imagine how embarrassed she probably felt after finding out it was a fake.
Oh, man. Well, then there's one guy. Okay, I did read him. I take that back. Then another guy, wouldn't mind seeing her on Raw. Same with Tori Wilson and Stacy Keibler. And then somebody's, Tori Wilson wasn't as bad as Stacy Keibler in the ring, but Keibler had more charisma and better talker. I'm sorry. There was no reason those women should have ever been in the ring wrestling.
No. And this is the one that gets me right after that one. Tori, no way. Mr. Queen Charmel, the most useless of all the women the WWE had in the Attitude and Ruthless Aggression era. I fucking hate when people call it the Ruthless Aggression era.
I do too.
When did that become a thing?
Oh, gosh. Was it WWE 14?
I don't know.
That had
I don't
one
know
of the story
don't...
modes was Ruthless
yes.
Aggression?
Yeah. Well, that was like
the
eras of the WrestleManias.
Yeah. I think it came to be that known for that because that's like when Cena first came out and he just goes, Ruthless Aggression. And then he
something
beat up
like that.
Angle. And then that was like the dawning of Cena on SmackDown. Because we never dealt with that stuff. You know, the rise of Cena was never for us to watch.
No, not at all. We only
saw
him on like
that was
the
Evolution,
random
right?
pay-per-view we would get. Like WrestleMania. I think that was my first exposure to him was on a WrestleMania.
Yeah. That's...
And it's crazy
it's
to me
crazy.
On the... It's crazy to me on the WWE Network, like, that him and Batista debuted on the same episode. It's crazy,
really?
I think. Yes. They debuted on the exact same episode of SmackDown. And I'll tell you what,
right.
I watched
Deacon
it.
Dave.
That episode of SmackDown isn't bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. So, yeah, so poor Tranny and her bashing,
I mean,
but, you know.
She sucked.
Yes.
She was terrible.
Did she win the Diva Search?
Yeah, Tranny won. Didn't she win and then... I think she won.
Well, the first winner was... Layla, right?
What?
It was Layla. She won.
No, I don't think so.
The first Diva Search.
No, the first Diva Search, you didn't get a contract. First Diva Search was just for a spread in Raw.
Oh.
And that was Jamie Kep. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
And that was all just on the internet.
Okay, so the
first
Diva
Search
one,
was Christy Hemme.
Oh, okay.
And then Ashley Massaro won the second one.
Really? I thought Layla was earlier.
Layla won the 2006
Layla.
One. 2006 one was the highlight, though, because that's when they had the special. That fucking
that's what,
Diva
that's
Search
what it was.
And
oh, that one had JT Titties.
That's JT Titties on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, Jen England. I remember Jen England.
I'm looking her up.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
So she was a Price is White girl for a while. And then the last one was honestly blinded. I mean, one of the better ones was with Lee Torres. Or the last two were actually worth something.
I didn't realize she was on there too.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird because she was a fairly decent talent. You know?
Yeah. Well, no, I
Yeah. Even though the Diva Surge, I'm just looking at some of these broads, and I'm like, I don't remember these. But especially like the ones that later got like hired. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't remember you.
I didn't. I must not have watched a whole lot of the Diva Surge with many of them actually.
I didn't watch the Christy Heavy one at all. I don't think.
Which one? I don't remember, you know, maybe JT Titty just overshadowed everyone because of her name.
That's because The Miz squealed like a little boy when he said her name.
The Miz was the best part about that.
But he said JT Titty, unlike television.
Yes. There's no way he around it. He definitely said it, and I will. What? Rose was on that one, too?
What?
Rosa was also on the 2006. Rosa Mendez. I'm just shocked at some of these.
Place in the top. What did she? Oh, she was fourth. She's been around that long, and she's still that horrible?
Well, didn't she spend, like, 3 years in rehab?
Well, yeah, I mean, but isn't that to be expected when you're hanging around with Michael Hayes?
Oh, probably.
I say,
so she
hanging out. And you can just guess what I mean by that.
So, yeah, next year she will be with the company for 10 years.
Good Lord. And she's awful.
She's so bad.
That's crazy that you can be around and be that terrible for 10 years.
Well, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't understand how you can be that bad.
So they keep around the ones like her who are awful. And I'm not going to say that like Kelly was anything fantastic. But you can't keep like her who is kind of draw in the Divas.
No, she left to become an actress, I believe.
Right.
Didn't
she left for
great stardom.
I wish she would go find Fort Knox, and they can get back together.
Doesn't he have like a gaggle of people around? Isn't he in TNA?
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's at the stable with the menagerie. I think the menagerie's still a thing.
I don't know. I don't know.
They have. Yeah, he's just Nux. Sorry. Nux is his name now.
Nux.
K-N-U-X. The Menagerie. With Crazy Steve, Rebel, and Freak. But is Rob Terry injured?
I have no idea. He's a big roided up one, right?
Yes, and they have him in a mask. But yeah, he's because he was Robbie T, and then he was with Robbie E, and they were douchebags. So yeah, I don't know, but yeah, the fucking menagerie. Let me tell you, the stupid shit that TNA puts out. How are they still a company?
I don't. I literally don't know. I don't know, man. Not a clue.
I am dumbfounded.
I try to watch one of those new goddamn episodes, and it's just terrible. Like,
it's so bad.
Number one, this is the thing It looks like they're wrestling in front of like 25 people.
Yeah.
It looks like it's an empty arena that they're fighting in. Like the old pink room that the AWA used to have would be like a better than what they're doing right now, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I read their results and I'm just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I think even one of the results have something of a ladder match at one of their one night only pay-per-views.
Yeah.
How does that work? If
I
you
don't
have
know.
The Wolves winning a contract, when the hell is
know.
This airing?
I don't. Those things air like later in the year.
Yeah. So what the hell
yeah,
are they doing?
Okay, let's take a look. We'll look at the Hardcore Justice pay-per-view. You just talked about it. The Wolves defeated Sonata and Manic in a ladder match with the TNA Tag Team title shot contract hanging above the ring. Then we have Drew Galloway defeating Kenny King in a pipe on a pole match. Eric Young defeated Gunn in a tables match. Matt Hardy defeated Abyss in Monsters Ball.
I just want to say that. I don't think... Like, that's Miz or Abyss's specialty match. I don't think he's ever won one.
I don't think he ever does win them. Yeah, they're his specialty, but I don't think he ever wins them. Gail Kim defeated Havoc in a street fight. Ethan Carter III defeated Rockstar Spud in a first blood match. And I know that's like their big feud right now, but what about in 6 months? When they might air this thing, and that's not a feud anymore.
Right.
James Storm won a weapons gauntlet battle royal with several other wrestlers. Bobby Roode defeated Bobby Lashley in a last man standing match. And Bram defeated Tommy Dreamer in a steel cage match. It literally feels like that TLC pay-per-view where every match had a freaking stipulation on it.
Yeah.
Just too much.
I mean, that's
too much.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. I like Tommy Dreamer and everything, but Tommy Dreamer versus Bram does not read main event to me.
No.
You know, we bitch about a match. Like, look at Fastlane. What the main event of that's going to be? Those are guys that they're looking at as draws. Not.
Yeah.
Tommy Dreamer, who's using all this TNA exposure. Basically, to hype his own production. And I don't blame him one bit. If he still thinks he can go and he has his own company and TNA is paying him, more power to him.
Yeah,
I
don't think there's anything wrong with
that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird that they put a dude that will probably only appear on that in their main event of that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's strange. But I think it was in the main event of that one last year, actually, too.
Yeah. And see, the thing, too, with those Hardcore Justice, aren't those the ones where they usually try to make them much more, like, easy, a lot of ECW guys come back?
Well, originally, Hardcore Justice was just a normal pay-per-view for them.
Right.
And then,
since
they did it as that was going to be their one-night stand, which they did. You know, the original one-night stand is in 2005. I know they did their version of one-night stand when I was living in California in about 2009 or 2010.
Okay. Yeah.
And sometimes you just got to admit the it's done. It's done. Okay, so Hardcore Justice 2014. Oh, it was just an episode of Impact last year.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. It's the episode of Impact. But let's talk about the wrestling news that captured your and I's attention for the week. Maybe we'll talk about NXT a little more. But let's talk about Seth Rollins.
Poor guy. So, loyal listener, the world of wrestling was abuzz because Seth Rollins got hacked on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And what's the chick's name? Is it like Zara?
Yeah, I think it's like Zara.
So anyways, Diva down in NXT must have sent Mr. Rollins a nudie pic.
Uh-huh.
And whoever hacked him posted it.
Uh-huh.
Now, from everything I've ever seen of the picture, it's just the Instagram.
Yes.
Was it also on Twitter?
Well,
or did it just...
Yes, it was on Twitter. And then the thing that also got is, you know, WWE has this thing, if you go to their webpage, they have like this ticker that just shows all of the, they used to have this thing that just showed all of their people's recent social media posts. And so it was also then on the WWE page. Because they don't, it just automatically posts it. They took that off.
Well, that's good. They should. I mean, I've seen on there, too, where before people would say how much the show sucks or something like that, and that just goes on because it's like, it's picking up the hashtags and everything. So, I mean, that was just a poor choice by them. You know? So, Seth Rollins' fiance gets upset and decides to post a couple pictures of Mr. Rollins and Buff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little excited in one of them. Gosh, so what? Your text thing came about 9 o'clock, I think, Monday night. Have you seen the stuff about Seth Rollins? Next thing you know, I'm looking at Seth Rollins' penis.
Mm-hmm.
And then a day later, you sent me a text of Seth Rollins' penis.
And you know, that other picture is just in waiting. I'm waiting for the right moment.
No, I'm scared. So
I'm just holding off because I only sent one of the pictures. So, and what was your thought on the picture that was first sent of Zara?
It was all right. Too many tats.
Yeah, she got a lot of tattoos.
You know, she has like a nice body and everything like that, but tattoos just, you know, I don't know. A few tattoos is okay with me, but this is just, there's too many on her.
Yeah, well, what does it obscure?
Huh?
What does it, what does her tats start to cover up that would be offensive to you?
They're on her boobs. Booby tats are not my friend.
I know. You've ranted on that before, I believe.
Booby tats should not be there. You know, I don't like them. I think they're not meant to be tatted up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they are tatted up and, you know, you're a dude and you look at them, and then one was like, why are you staring at my tits? Well, you have tats on them. Don't yell at me if you don't want me to look at your boobs. Don't put tats on them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't draw attention to them by wearing provocatively low-cut things. Woman. And they get mad at you. And you spend Valentine's Day alone. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
So, anyway, your thoughts?
I just think it's all just funny. And, you know, I'm almost surprised that this hasn't happened earlier. Aren't you?
Yeah.
With, you know, with a definite, with just social media and such. I'm just surprised with a talent this hasn't happened before. Especially, I mean, you know, Rollins is definitely on the ascent. He's running strong. He's push has never been stronger. So
I hope this doesn't affect him.
I don't think it will.
You have one that posted him. I mean,
well,
it, yeah,
she's admitted to it, along with that. Like, the timing was perfect in that it was during Raw, and that's why he. That's why she did it. So that he would, you know, obviously be preoccupied.
Right. So I think it's just, it's shitty of her. I understand she's probably mad and everything like that.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too bad.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. But it did provide you and I with a lot of humor. Now, what was one thing that was getting you annoyed about the internet wrestling community talking about when referring to this story?
Just that he, you know, it's how much the guys were making fun of his size and everything like that. It's just, you
he's
know,
very
comes
average.
Off that.
Very average.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, and there's no way in hell any of these guys in the IWC look anything like him or in the shape he is in.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are not Seth Rollins. So, and, you know, these guys all, the way they talk, that they have the biggest dicks like Needle Dick or multicolored dick.
Which I don't think we've even mentioned those two on the show before.
Well, we'll get into that some other day. Right now, listeners, you'll just have to be like, huh? What? You'll just have to listen more and more to the show.
Uh-huh. For sure.
Right. Yeah. It's too bad. That's the internet. You know, that's what we're allowed to do.
It is the internet.
To criticize and not have any repercussions for it.
Uh-huh. There was also some more in the world of wrestling. We had an NXT special this week.
Yeah, we did.
And shockingly, we did not do a show right afterwards. I was busy Wednesday night. I don't think I've even told you this. This isn't really for the show, but so when Gavin and I went to that screening, do you know who was in the theater, the other theater at the Ross?
Huh.
Brendan and Nathan.
What?
Yeah, they were at the other movie. We saw them when they went in. Yeah.
Huh.
I gotta be a jerk. I gotta be like them, because I was like, you know, I saw this movie back when it was up in Omaha when no one had heard about it. They looked at me weird, and I was like, I'm talking just like you.
So, good movie?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that right now.
Okay. Sounds good. So, NXT, huh?
NXT, yeah.
How happy were you with it?
I was quite happy with it, as could be expected.
Yeah.
2 months to the day of Steve's debut in developmental, he becomes champion.
Yeah.
But they gave me the book.
Definitely.
Although I'll tell you what, you know what I would in the book? A stupid Bold MC Baron Corbett match. Ugh.
No. And with that whole feud, is they've just buried that Bull Dempsey guy. Corbin is beat every time they fought.
He's real shitty, though. He's not
good. I'm not going to deny that.
He's not good.
But, you know, when he would come out, the crowd would chant Bull, 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 so they thought, oh, this is going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they jumped on him and Corbin, and I think the last couple matches Corbin has had have really kind of exposed his greenness.
Yeah, well, you realize both aren't very good.
You know, he was in a match with Neville, and Neville couldn't do a whole lot with him because he just...
No, and Neville can usually do stuff with a lot of guys, and Neville's fantastic, but there wasn't anything to get from him.
No. Nope.
And I really liked, speaking of Neville, I really liked the Neville Finn match a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of shocked at what they're allowed to do that you, it doesn't seem like you would see on the other, you know, on Raw or for sure.
Right.
So, especially like,
yeah, I
think
they're starting to take a lot more liberties with NXT.
Yeah, I mean, they're letting those guys just go out and do what they do best. And those two had a hell of a match, and just Finn, his charisma is like off charts.
Yes.
He can just get the crowd going, and then when he does those entrances and he's got the special paint on, he's a full package.
He is. And the one thing, and I mean, it's a very picky thing, I was hoping for a different style of paint or a different color or something.
It was different. I think WWE is not going to want him to do, they're going to try to do something more original as opposed to doing comics.
Right. No, I understand that. I do. And also, they've marketed shirts, you know?
Yeah.
One
We're
of the
getting
shirts
the red
is
and black
his face
for a while.
With it. Yeah, oh gosh, yes. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy it. I like it. It was just one of those, you know, that I was hoping something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other thing, when I was watching the pre-show, Albert was just like, what kind of Finn are we going to get? Are we going to get the Finn Balor we see every week? Or are we going to get Demon Finn? And I'm like, don't grasp onto it that he becomes something different just because he paints the stage. Let it be that he's
I don't
the same
either.
Dude.
I didn't care that they did that. Even though, I did not mind Albert as commentator.
No.
I thought he was pretty decent.
Don't mind him.
It's better than Alex Riley.
Yo, yes. Alex Riley comes off as a little jaded.
Yeah. I can't wait till Steam just rips his face off.
Yeah. I mean, he is. Riley comes off as just kind of like, why am I here? I'm better than these wrestlers. Yet, you've been on commentary and in the back for...
Uh-huh.
For you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't... any other... I mean, we haven't even really talked about the main event match yet, which I thought was good. It was very different from a lot of the matches they've had together. Even though I know they've never actually wrestled... I've heard they've wrestled in Montreal before. Steen has wrestled kind of El Generico a lot of times, and they have a very similar style. So,
yeah, I mean, the power bombs at the end and just the selling and the fact that I think Zayn has so much trust within, and they've built that, you know, the fact of between them, so he's gonna be able to take a bump.
I don't
where he's
know
not
how...
in complete control.
Uh huh.
And he's, you know, flailing like he was.
Yeah. I still don't understand. There is this one bump. They even showed it on a replay at one point. I still don't get how he did it. So, Steen just throws him into the turnbuckle. Just normal, you know, nothing too weird. And Zayn, like, jumps and, like, hits his shoulder on it, bounces off way too far, and does, like, a crazy, like spins around completely. I have no idea how he did that.
Yeah.
That was... and, like,
really
there were
good.
Little... Oh, it's crazy. And we haven't... what I kind of like is we haven't seen an ending like that in quite some time.
Right.
So.
I, you know, after watching that, I was like, man, you know, that's kind of maybe how Cena Lesnar should have actually ended.
Yeah, it actually, I think it is how it should have ended, something like that.
You know, it was like, I still think about it. I'm like, just how Zane rolled over when he should have just let him pin him. You know, it's a cocky pin. He wasn't going to give up.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And I think that it still made Zayn a strong competitor, even though he got destroyed.
Yeah. Yep. We do not give compliments to this much on this podcast, but I want to give total props to that Divas match.
Oh, yeah.
I was entertained that entire thing. They went out and just they went at it, and it was that was an all of a match.
Yep.
That one pump handle like suplex where she tossed her like halfway across the ring. That was insane.
Yeah.
That one just had like just crazy strength, but she doesn't necessarily really look it.
No. And I mean, the thing that I still think of too is for those girls, like, you can't, like, if you get called up, like, yeah, it's like a double-sided sword. Yeah, you're getting called up.
Yeah.
You're going into a shit division. But they will be building more.
You're not getting, I think you want to stay down in NXT right now if you're a woman.
Hell, even guys.
In fact, there was a great. I think, yeah, I mean, if you're a guy, you went down there, too. I think Cesaro would love to be demoted.
Oh, gosh. He would thrive down there again.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing, I guess, with Zayn being champ is having Steam there already, is that you don't get that kind of, like, maybe have Cesaro do a little stint down there again, do a couple tapings.
Well, I wonder if there's a time when that still might happen. If, you know. We'll just see. We'll see.
So, I mean, yeah, Zayn has been the guy down there.
Uh-huh.
You take him away, you kind of take away NXT's heart, I think, and you're going to see a lot more Triple H saying, it's developmental again.
Well, that, I think that's the neat, I think what we're going to see is that with, you know, the tapings at the end of last week, you know, since Zayn wasn't there, he was over doing a Middle East tour because he's one of the few guys who speaks the language. I think we're going to see what it's like to have the reign of steam for a while. Because that's the one thing is, like, NXT, and it's, especially since they've been doing NXT, they've never had this just monster of a heel as, like, champ. You know, they had more, like, you know, Neville towards the end, he was doing heelish things, but he was still a babyface. Bo Dallas was his own kind of heel, you know, and then Steam's the monster. And they haven't seen that yet. But we are on to something else. We have to do a Valentine's Day edition of what this show likes to do. Yep. And who is yours for this Valentine's Day, Chris?
Well, mine for today, oh gosh, where's my name? It's, I've been watching Royal Pain since she showed up on an episode. This Elizabeth Masakusi. Masucci.
Okay.
She has kind of like a bit role and stuff. So I'll send you her name.
Okay. I am going to do Nikki Whelan.
Okay. All right.
So for In Cahoots, I'm Pam.
I'm Chris. Bye.
Have a happy Valentine's Day.